How to pay for public schools is a financial and political thicket that few dare to get tangled in. Department of Public Instruction Superintendent Tony Evers says he's going to push for a different funding formula because the current system's broken.
Today, against all recommendations to me, I am jumping into the school finance reform debate. Change is needed, and now is the right time to provide a new framework.
Evers proposes taking away the property tax credit for homeowners and giving that $900 million to public schools. To show how strapped schools are, he noted 20 districts receive no general school aid, yet several have free and reduced lunch rates exceeding 40%.
We need to shift our system from one that recognizes only property wealth to one that takes into account how much people earn in those school districts. And student poverty and free and reduced lunch rates is one way to do that.
Evers' plan is supported by the state's largest teachers union and groups representing both school boards and administrators. Evers says he sees the governor's race and legislative elections as an opportunity to push for funding changes. Republican gubernatorial candidates Scott Walker and Mark Newman both favor fewer state school mandates as a way to control school spending. Evers says details of his funding plan will be worked out this summer. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.